This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
This one I didn't recognize. I wasn't in that universe.
You should have been.
Well, I would have been in high school.
When did Thundercats start?
It was like He-Man, but all the characters were cats.
It was awesome.
Man, bro.
It's Nine's Rejoin Week, and I believe the...
Started in 85, you could have watched some.
Okay. Probably didn't get that channel. The only reason I knew of Captain Planet was because of TBS. It's the only reason. You know how Paige was talking about the new live-action Cats movie? They did not show the cats' buttholes. Didn't they show the cats' buttholes in Thundercats?
No, they wore pants.
What is with everybody's problem with that?
They wore pants.
Women's nipples and cats' buttholes. The world's against them.
Other parts, too. I mean, that would be inappropriate.
Right. Would you exchange that for the other?
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that might be funny in some cases.
You're right. Freshly sanitized. Freshly sanitized crow call.
That's good.
Fat boy, did you wipe down your gong? What would that be called? Your gong tapper?
I don't know. No, I didn't wipe it down. I don't know what it's called. Last time I did, though.
It's called what would you call that? What you hit a gong with?
A hammer.
All right. It looks more like a bobbin from the textile world.
Technically, it's a mallet.
All right. So it's a mallet. All right.
Yeah, I could get a better one.
Is it working good?
Ooh,
perfect.
Sounds.
Paige, did you sanitize your squeaky toy?
I did spray some Lysol on the duck or whatever it is.
Looks there like a chicken.
Chicken.
It does. It looks like the old Chick-fil-A logo, except he's not feeling very well. He's green.
Yeah, he's seasick.
Jimmy J. Jackie, is the siren ready to go?
Well, sanitized and working.
You might not need it.
Maybe not.
What if we do a bit one day where I play songs on my crow call? It's called Crow Kioki, and you have to figure out what song it is.
Okay.
Oh, that could work.
Yeah, there's a guy who plays songs on a rubber chicken on YouTube. He's pretty, someone pretty funny.
Oh, I see a guy who chokes his on Pornhub.
Uh-oh.
We have two bands right now from two different parts of the area. They are. The Brutally Honest Music Review, something we did a long time ago. We brought it back. We resurrected it, and it's back. Today, two different bands. First off, we'll just do it the order that they're in here. We have a band that is from Woodbridge, Virginia. Woodbridge, Virginia.
Hell yeah, we do.
They've been together since September of 2018. About a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Influences include Breaking Benjamin, Tool, and Local H.
Nice.
It wasn't until recently I realized that was about heroin.
Yeah.
I really did not know that. The band is called Reluctant Zero. Reluctant Zero. Here's the thing for bands out there. When you name your band, name it with words that people don't know how to spell.
Yes.
It'll help out in this Google world.
Yes, yes it will.
Reluctant. Yeah. Reluctant Zero.
Zero.
All right. Fat Boy will be out when you hear this sound. Paige will be out when you hear this sound. I'll be out when you hear this sound. And Nine will be out when you hear the old siren start. With the song.
That was a good one.
Takes a minute to wind down.
With the song Gain Control from Woodbridge, Virginia, this is Reluctant Zero.
In my life, it's plain to see how this will be. I don't need another damn mouth to feed. I don't need another damn mouth to feed.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That was Reluctant Zero with the song Gain Control.
Man.
Nine first thoughts.
The intro kind of reminded me of Reedy Fly by Bush.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah, it really, really reminded me of that.
You definitely hear the Tool.
A little bit,
influence.
Yeah. Heard a lot of Breaking Benjamin in there. I do not like Breaking Benjamin, but I thought that was honestly better musically than Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
I just, man, I'm not a fan of that band.
Breaking Benjamin?
Yeah, not a fan at all.
Bang,
not
bang.
A fan in the least.
So
hopefully all their songs don't sound exactly like that, or they'll be Breaking Benjamin.
No, and what I like about that song is you don't catch the natural beat algorithm. Like a lot of songs are predictable where you know where the beat's going to go, and
yep.
That one wasn't. It veered off path several times, and other than the overuse of GD, I thought it was a,
I thought it was appropriate usage.
I thought it.
Me too.
Well, an extra one of those gets you an extra 500.
Yes.
I thought that would have put
it up with headline news.
I thought that would have put you out for sure, but it was a good mix.
Yeah, that Paige.
Yeah, I agree with Matt. I like the Danny Carey drum line, the little irregular beats on that. That was really good. I like the levels that you hit with the melody and everything with that. So I thought that was really good.
I thought that was really only been together since September of 2018. Okay.
Man, that don't happen much.
Mm-mm. No, that's one of those songs. Boy, I'm going to like blow their head up right now. That's one of those songs that somebody would have gotten their car and turned on the planet and thought, oh, this Tool song maybe I've not heard. Or it would sound like a normal playing song, not one of the, you know. Mm-hmm. It was well produced. It sounded great. The grit was good. And, you know, I'm starting to sound like somebody on a talent show, reality show right now. But it was good.
I might send you this one so you can listen to it in your car.
Well, censored, please. Thank you. All right.
Send him the edited cut. Uh-uh.
All right. Let's band number two from Asheville, North Carolina. How about that? They've been together for 6 months. Influences include Alice in Chains and Born of Osiris, or Osiris, depending on how you say it, depending on which god you're talking about.
Osiris.
It says here that it is a mix of hard rock and metal.
Okay.
Hard rock and metal.
Okay.
We like that.
With the song Malice, this is Nova Omega. Nova Omega on the Brutally Honest Music Review. Just on the cusp, as Fat Boy was podding it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see if we're all on the same page where it comes to this. Nine, you were out first.
Yeah.
I had mine in my lips too, ready to blow it.
And the crow call too.
My crow call.
Man, it was way too much Alice in Chains early on. The intro to the song, way too much Alice in Chains, but like an Alice in Chains B side that they wouldn't have released. There's a fine line to walk between, you know, those grungy Alice in Chains type vocals.
Yeah.
But Layne Staley still had impassioned vocals. Those vocals had no feeling in them.
I heard at the end of each quatrain or verse or whatever a little bit of Scotch derp.
A little bit of that.
A little bit of dirt. And I had my call to my lips, you know, my crow call, and I was like, the next I hear, I'm going to go out. And then I was like, well, let me wait for the chorus. I don't know if the chorus ever came. I don't like predictable songs, but I kind of like expect it to go somewhere.
You expect a certain structure.
I'll tell you, the recording sounded really good.
Yeah, the recording quality is pretty good.
You don't think the vocals are kind of drowned out?
You know, look, yeah. I said this on a previous band. I think that this is awful to say, but it's brutally honest. This is where I think the band might be a little bit better than the singer.
I don't know about that.
I said
it's tough, man. If it was mixed a little bit better.
Yeah.
To me.
You thought the mix wasn't good?
It just seems like the vocals are drowned out. You could do a little bit of that staff, I guess, to get away with it, but I couldn't understand some of what he was saying.
From the drum, skipped the beat a time or two.
You know, and I love that style of alternative, like the down tuning of the D and just the kind of darkness.
Like down turning of the D.
Yeah. I do.
You'd hate Bill Clinton.
Down tuning.
His turns up.
I do like that. But I didn't think it, you know, it was too much alike Alice in Chains for me, but not as good.
Okay. So Nova Omega not making it through.
No.
But take it as constructive criticism.
You've only been a band for 6 months. Keep working at it.
Yeah, I mean, what do we know? We've only been on the radio for 20 years. All right.
But if you heard it 6 months in, you would have thought we sucked.
That's true. Nova Omega, though, if you want to check them out of Asheville, North Carolina. Nova Omega, Nova Omega. I figure if they got the balls to come on and be critiqued, we give them several plugs.
Nova Omega from Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, Nova Omega. But the band who had zero people go out was reluctant. Zero. What are the odds of that? Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty great. Thank you guys for all the nice things you guys said.
Well, you know, the guy that was on hold is saying the complete opposite right now. But, are you the lead singer?
I am. I'm also sitting here with our drummer, Chris.
Hey, what's up, drummer Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Don't sit too close now.
How are you? I'm trying not. Okay. Social distancing, guys.
You have to. You know, when everyone fills out the little info at theriseguys.com or 933theplanetrocks.com to be a part of the Brutally Honest, you know, there's several things you fill in. The band name, where you're from, how long you've been a band. You were the first band that I saw where we have a little thing that says miscellaneous info that you said, thanks for the opportunity.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Not, you know, everybody else, which it's miscellaneous info. A lot of people say, you know,
right,
we have this, we have that, we play this, we play that. You're like, thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah.
Y'all got a damn good sound.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Yeah. I gotta say, as an unsigned band and everything, it's really hard to get radio stations to even give a damn about you. So we really honestly do appreciate when stations like you guys give bands a chance, because it's just so helpful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's still the ways and means of getting it done. You can't let a computer algorithm or some kind of, playlist on Spotify to pick out what the good music is. You got to hear it, find mm-hmm. it. And again, what I heard in that song is even me working on the planet, if I got in the car in the afternoon, I would hear that song and I would say, oh, what is Twisted Todd playing here?
Right.
Yeah. What is this? It did not sound out of place. You know what I'm saying?
This fits, but what is this? It's different.
Yeah. I want to hear more from that song. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
That's really cool. That means the world to us. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
And I just want to say something real quick. Matt is one of the most creative writers I've ever worked with.
Thank you.
And I'm just really happy to be with him.
Oh, the other Matt.
Matt,
I see.
Not Matt Man.
Well, listen, man, y'all, having only been together for a year and a half, y'all got it down, keep trucking, all that good stuff. Where can everybody find your music online and one maybe central point?
You can find all of our music up on iTunes and Spotify and YouTube and all that. And please go to facebook.com/reluctantzeroband. Give us a like and a follow. We'll be doing a live concert from our basement next Saturday.
Dude, that's awesome.
That's good.
On live stream. So, you know, we got to do social distancing. We still want everybody to be able to see us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's really good, man. Once the concert halls and venues open back up, we'd love to get you guys down here in the upstate somewhere and play. We got some good venues.
Oh, that's awesome. That would be fantastic, guys.
They're going to be super clean.
We'll bring the energy, man.
All right.
And packed for
a week.
All right. Y'all stay safe and stay at it. God bless. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Don't cuss so much.
I want to record. I want a copy of this because, like, in 10 years when, you know, they're, like, top of the Billboard charts, we can say,
oh, yeah.
See, we told y'all.
We could play this one uncut.
Told y'all to play the
Reluctant
Zero way back then. Should have listened to us. Facebook.com/ReluctantZeroMusic. Go follow them on there. Listen to it. Download their stuff. And you know, look, if they have some merchandise, buy some.
Yeah, if you want to.
If you want to.
And you can afford it.
Yeah. This is how they make their money, a lot of folks. Uh-huh. And right now, with music being free, you know, the way it is, this is a way that you can help them out. So check them out.
Man, this got to be tournament style because we got a record.
Well, we're going to talk about that tournament. We got to update the brackets on that. Plus, Paige is going to take us to the plaques next, right?
Yes, I am. I got to tell you how they're in Brazil, how they're trying to get people off the beaches. We'll get into that story next in your Eyes Guys headlines.
Oh, man. All right, we'll find out all about that right after this. Good morning.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Whoa! Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3
the planet.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, well, we're going to talk about Brazil and social distancing at the beach in a minute, but I got to cover some of the stuff that's going on here as far as beaches. In Florida, the county council of Brevard County, they met and didn't come to an agreement because they all want a countywide approach rather than only having certain beaches in certain cities closed. So they're still open at this point in Florida.
I mean, good Lord. Is their governor up for re-election?
I don't know.
I don't know, but he's obviously not taking it seriously.
So they may reconvene today and decide on something, but that's where they're standing right now. But as far as South Carolina...
Shame on the people that are still going. Am I bad to shame? I'm not, am I?
No.
Judge Jimmy?
What?
Am I being awful to say shame on those people that are still trying to go to the beach?
I mean, you can if you want to.
I need to show them how to govern. You don't know how.
I prefer to think of them mainly as animals.
I know California, savages. Because people weren't abiding by the social distancing rules, they've closed the beaches and parking lots where people were commuting together.
Mm-hmm.
And some areas, it's a 10 people amount, you know, across the world. In other places, it's only a 3 people minimum, like as far as the beaches in South Carolina. Folly Beach... There's no new check-ins for short-term rentals or hotels until April 30th, so that you cannot go down there and stay there in some areas.
DeSantis was elected in 2018. He will not be up for election again for a couple years.
Oh. Wonder what the motivation is. Oh, they need the beaches for the ports.
I think for the money.
That's what I'm saying, for the ports.
You can close the beaches and keep the ports open.
But for the residents that live in South Carolina... There's a 3-person minimum on the beaches.
Maximum.
I mean, yeah, maximum.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing in Florida.
But it's something to think about, you know.
What do you mean something to think about?
How many people?
Something for them to think about.
Well, and how many people have gone to spring break and they're coming back here? I mean, somebody needs to do something down there. Because it affects other people in other parts of the country. But in Brazil, they are taking some strong action. The Brazilian police are flying a helicopter over the beaches where they're seeing a lot of people congregate and breaking the rules and causing sandstorms to chase people off the beach to enforce the lockdown.
Great daddy. That's a smart move.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're creating sandstorms.
Yeah, so the government hasn't imposed a national lockdown, but they are doing things like this to keep people from gathering in huge groups in the public, which makes a lot of sense. Making sure that people space out on the beach and not spread any diseases.
But should they be stirring with the sandstorms that they're making with the helicopters? Aren't they, in fact, stirring up the disease possibly into the air?
Yeah, I couldn't speak on that. I don't know. I don't think any of us can say either way on that.
Dr. Oz don't come on until 11.
I know.
I don't know what to do.
I know. I think it's cool the thing they're doing with the gangs are doing in Rio.
Yeah. There's the inhabitants of Rio. It's 1.5 million people. And the trafficking gangs, they're making sure that people abide by the national curfew to get them in at 8 p.m.
So you got the heavily armed automatic weapons toting gangs of criminals enforcing the curfew to keep the people safe so they continue to buy drugs from the gangs.
This is what you have to wonder, like, you know, God forbid, anything major, something major is happening. But I'm saying to a really bad situation, I think that's where even the community will still be.
Yeah.
I think community will still be taking care of each other. You can have your castle... It's full of all your toilet paper and all your hand sanitizer and all your food forever. But guess what? People around your castle also need to be protected.
Yes, they do. You want them to have. You want them to be clean as well.
You want them to be clean. You want them to have what they need. And by that, I mean your neighbors and back to your mom and pop local businesses.
Yeah.
And I can tell you around these areas why the gangs are out there on the streets is because some houses have two or three rooms with 5 to 8 people in the rooms. And they're living in places that do not have windows or you know.
It's not funny.
Cleanly.
I don't know why you're laughing at that.
No, I mean, I'm not laughing at that. But it, I wasn't laughing.
Like you laughed as you said that. Well, you stop laughing.
It wasn't meant to be a laugh, but they don't have, you know, windows to contain the family inside the dwelling.
Yeah.
So if you can keep them in and give them with health and a healthy, clean environment, good air circulation through the home without, you know, being outside and exposed to the environment, especially if someone gets sick.
Let me ask a question I'm going to pose to my mother later today.
You get one, babe.
We have the internet now. Hello, Mama. Hey, Mama. All around the world, we have the internet. Not everybody has the internet, but most big areas have the internet. Do we need to still do, in this time, missionary trips?
No.
Not right now, no.
I mean, they never helped anyway.
That's not true. I really don't think... I don't think that this is the time. And I'm not trying to say keep that from them, but... You know, maybe just send some tracks over with the you know, first responders and the Marines and all our first responders. Have them maybe pass out.
You can't get everybody in your own backyard saved. You're just taking a vacation.
You know what? Well, that's true. But I'll throw it out there. At least, you know, a mission trip with some goodwill. You were trying to get the word out there. I read that a local school district, when kids said they couldn't get internet, they were like, well, you can come to our parking lot, get Wi-Fi for 12 hours a day and download your lessons and go home to no internet.
Well, Spectrum offered 60 days. Free at home.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
To go to phone?
No.
In 60 days, will it go up to $400 a month?
No. Well, no, they offer that for all the school children, not for everybody, but for, you know, kids who are of school age. If you have a household with school age children, you can get 60 days of free internet.
Heck yeah.
If you don't have it.
Wish I can get it. Live outside the system.
Yeah. Off the grid.
Where do you get where you live?
Off the grid. I get Northland.
Oh, okay.
Blazing ass internet is called.
Really?
Yep.
It's great marketing.
I got the mailer. I'll show you.
Yeah.
Want to celebrate some birthdays?
Celebrity birthdays.
Yeah, we need some good times in here.
So.
Okay. Do what?
I guess we can.
Yeah.
Well, don't be so enthusiastic. Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick. Fat Boy's arch nemesis.
I'm trying to like her. I watched her workout on Instagram Live, but she's vicious, man.
Yeah. All those women that are doing, let's be honest here. If you're a woman, I'm not going to say that. That's wrong.
Well, she cusses a lot.
I'm just saying, you got to realize when you're wearing them jeggings and them tight-ass britches and stuff working out, people aren't watching it to watch you work out, okay?
Yeah.
I will say.
Well, a few of them are, but yeah, generally speaking, no.
That... I wonder if Danica was going to be Daniel if she were a boy. I'm going to say Danica is 34.
Say 40.
37?
Danica Patrick is 38.
Oh, Fat Boy's age, huh?
Yeah. Damn, look at it.
Oh, well, actually, come Monday, Fat Boy will be older than her, though.
That's right.
It's true.
Yeah. Did you see what's happening for your birthday, Fat Boy?
No.
They're putting out Bad Boys for Life's getting a digital release, and Sonic movie is, too.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
I'll have to get that.
Yeah.
Watch that for a
year. I want to watch both those, man. I want to watch that new Pixar movie that's already on Amazon and stuff.
I'll bring you a cake and we can clap out the candles.
No hands, though.
No hands.
Man, they're putting this stuff out quick. I like it.
They have to.
Sonic, I heard, wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah, dude, people say it's good. I'll watch it.
Also, Lark Voorhees celebrating a birthday.
Oh, Lisa
Turtle.
That's the tough one.
Lisa Turtle.
Man.
Like, Slater's the only one, really. Well, Slater's put together. You know, Mark Paul don't look bad either.
Yeah.
Mr. Belding, though.
Oh, God. What happened?
I will say that Lisa Turtle is... I'll say we're the same age. She's 44.
Yeah, I'll say 45 because, I mean, the show was, it started 30 years ago.
I was thinking I was about to say, yeah, same age.
Let me go 3.
Mark Voorhees is 46.
Until she was 3 years old?
God, she got that Sammy Sosa condition. That's why it's hard to tell.
You're right.
She's white now.
Braves legend, Tom Glavine.
Does he still live on Kiwi?
I know. I wonder like where he is, which home he's at right now.
I don't know that he ever spent a night there.
Was that part of the thing?
That's how they used to
like,
do.
Let's just say there's certain places that when they first opened, they would say, Oprah's just bought a lot. Oprah bought a lot. Dan Marino just bought a lot, too.
Yep.
He was bona fide. Like, I know somebody used to work in the tax office. He wouldn't go pay it, but, you know, somebody for him is a lot of money.
Oprah went there one time ever, from what I heard. One time ever.
The leg! World Series MVP 25 years ago.
I'm going to say that Tom Brady is...
Tom Glavine.
I thought Brady just signed with the Braves. Did I read that
wrong?
I'm going to say that Tom Glavine is 49. No, 50. He's 50. Rookie in 88. Yeah, about right. I'll say 50. Yeah.
So, if...
rookie 1988, but then he would have probably been 20. I'm up it to 52.
I was going to say, he'd have been a young rookie. I mean, he never went to the minors or nothing. He's just ready to play major league ball at 18.
Like A-Rod.
I'll say he's at 56.
Four?
Tom Glavine is 54 degrees.
Oh.
And
he's chilly.
Good Lord.
I believe he's dead if he's 54 dead. Degrees.
Get him in the hospital. Oh, would you give up a bed for Glavine if you had C-virus?
No.
I wouldn't because I'm not a Braves fan, but I thought you guys would.
I wouldn't give a bed for anybody, right?
It's Tom Glavine.
I struggle with Dale, but only because he's older.
Sarah Jessica Murphy. Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
There's a name nobody's thought about since the Sex and the City movie came out.
I thought about her a while ago when we were downgrading Matthew Broderick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true.
I'm going to say Sarah Jessica. What was the movie she was hot in, though?
I don't know, man.
Who cares?
Probably something in the 80s.
I'm going to say that Sarah Jessica Parker is 53.
58.
I'm saying she's 53 degrees, by the way.
I'll say Carrie's 55.
She's 55. And last but not least, a legend, Elton John.
Oh, man. Sir Elton.
Hmm.
You have to address him as Sir Elton.
Do you think if Diesel interviewed him, he called him Reginald?
Yeah, he was. You know, Reginald, boy.
One time Diesel interviewed Rob Zombie and called him by his government name.
Yeah.
And, you know.
He thought he did.
Thought he did. And it you know, it was
it's not my name.
Kind of a tense interview.
You remember what he called him? Robert Cummings Zombie?
Yeah.
That's not my name.
Yeah. That's not my name. That's not my name.
That's what you call a learning experience right there.
His name is Zombie.
They kept going.
It's not Cummings. No. I'm going to say, whose birthday are we guessing?
Elton
John.
Elton Zombie.
I thought I was going to guess Diesel's birthday.
I'm going to say 45.
I'm going to... Diesel?
Yeah.
I'll say Diesel is probably 30, and I will say that Elton John is 74.
72.
I'm going to go 6.
Elton John is 73 today.
I mean, dabbling.
He's done, right? He said he was done.
I think he's done.
You've said that many a times.
Yeah.
He's quit touring.
He is the Terry Funk of popular music.
It was my last match.
Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys headlines.
We're going to take a little break. We'll be back. More Rise Guys. Right after this. Morning.
106.3. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet. Rise.
Thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted. Thank you to Andrew Crawford for coming on and performing live on day 5 of Phonaroo.
Yeah.
The world's first ever multi-day music festival performed exclusively by phone. We'll do this till the bars and music venues open back up. If you want to be a part of said Phonaroo Festival, contact 9 on social media.
Yeah, hit me up any way you want to. 9 from TRG on Snapchat. Jimmy McDonald on Facebook. At Nueve on Twitter. 9 Rules on Instagram.
Maybe we just do your email address.
No, that's hard to figure out.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
It's instead awful of saying idea. Five yeah. different.
Well, if they key in on the one they're on that they use the most, I'm there. And Fatboy 933 on Grindr.
Why you give it out? Like, I gotta change it every time.
Yeah.
Day six tomorrow, we will have an all-new Facebook fussin'. I've already sanitized. I didn't want to do it.
Oh, if your hands are clean, you can clap them together.
I know, Jimmy. I was just playing.
I know.
It's fun. Get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. Paige will rock you at work next. Fat boy. 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We're going to go live at 6. And congratulations also to Reluctant Zero.
Yeah.
For winning today's Brutally Honest Music Review.
Nice guys.
Real good, real good. We'll join you back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind with Fat Boy at 5. We'll go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Wash your hands. Be safe. God bless. Tickle it, guys. It's good.
Don't touch that dial. I just want to fond a little. Ow.
The man said not to touch it.
Can I just hover my finger there just a little while?
Ooh, didn't you hear what the man said?
A 93-minute rock block is coming up next on 93.3. The Planet
Rocks. That baby's back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.